Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living. Does God Hate Me? Part 2. Over the years, I started getting screamed at more, called out of my name. I stopped believing in myself and doubted my reasons for being on this planet. Tom stepped up with his apologies now. Instead of words, the apologies were now gifts and trips. I started becoming so weak-minded that I accepted the trips and gifts. I accepted his apologies more quickly now. I thought no man had ever done this for me, and I couldn't possibly leave him. I needed him, and he needed me. We were meant to be. We are meant for each other. So I felt. It was like we couldn't break the chains and release. It was a summer break. Tom, his daughter, and I went to see his mom in another state. At this time, I started flirting with someone from work. This person made me feel like I wasn't such a lost cause. He actually seemed invested in my feelings, and so I flirted. I had no intentions on doing anything else but to flirt. I knew that it was wrong. I knew I shouldn't be entertaining anyone else, but I couldn't leave Tom. There was some kind of hold we had on each other, and this other guy didn't make me feel worthless. It is weird, I know. Anyways, the next day at Tom's mom's house, Tom found and saw the text messages. He called me up to the room and cursed me out. He called me every name in the book. Quietly, though. Because his mom was down there. She was downstairs. When she left, we were in the kitchen and he held me by my neck and said, "Are you stupid? Do you know all I've done for you? I even bought you an engagement ring, and you do this to me? Look, this engagement ring shit, he's been saying this since the first year we've been together. It's now going on 4 years, and I ain't see this crap yet. Do you feel me? Every argument, engagement ring, engagement ring, engagement ring. But I digress. Trying to escape and succeed in, I ran away, only to be dragged by my legs, and I hit my mouth on the floor so hard. With my mouth filling with blood, Tom pushed my head onto the floor and said, "You're a whore. No one will ever want you," and then threw me out of his mother's house. Okay, your girl is in the middle of nowhere once again with a busted lip, bruised knee, and all I could do is think nothing. Like, blank. I became so emotionally numb to it all that I didn't even cry. A few hours later, Tom opened the door, let me back in. I cleaned myself up and sat quietly for the remainder of the trip. Tom's mom, the sweetest lady ever, kept asking things like, "What's wrong? Are you okay?" And I lied and said yes. I didn't want her to know what kind of son her man was. I said that wrong. I didn't want her to know what kind of man her son was. I strangely was more concerned about him than myself. After getting back home, we had one more argument that shook me to my core. Tom wanted to have sex with me, and at that point, I wasn't having it. I was not interested. I did not want to be touched. He charged up on me, and I didn't know what to expect, so I pulled out a knife. Yes, violence was not the answer, and I could have killed him. Wop wop. I know. At that time, I've been through hell and back, and I didn't want him touching me anymore. He was scared, as you could imagine, and left. I thought he left for good. Later that night, after drifting off, he came back home, and I was awakened with some sort of liquid all over me. It was liquor. He had brought a bottle of wine and poured it all over my head, dragged me by my hair, and slapped the shit out of my face, and told me no one will ever want me, that I'm a bitch once again, and that he wasn't spending any money on me, and he couldn't get his money back for this engagement ring. That was it. I thought I had enough, but I still didn't have the balls to leave. A few more months passed, and I officially became a different person. I wasn't the class clown anymore, the happy-go-lucky Shay that everyone knew and loved. I lost a lot of my friends because of this relationship, and because he didn't like them, and he had me choose between him and them. I barely went out, and I was truly depressed. When they say God works in mysterious ways, I'm telling you, it's the simplest truth. Another year had passed, and we were now living with my grams. Long story short, we couldn't afford another apartment together, and we were kicked out. I was upstairs, he rented the room downstairs. By this time, we have gone through the ringer. I flirted around a lot. He abused and broke my belongings. We argued over big and small things, but we never kicked the bucket and let each other go. One day, as I got home from work, I was confronted with a surprise. My grams let me know that Tom gave her the key for downstairs and said that he was moving out. She was mad at me that I didn't tell her that we were moving. And I, of course, had no idea what she was talking about. I called this man that I once called my soulmate, that I would move heaven and earth for, that I would jump in front of a train for. Wait, maybe not a train, but you know what I mean. And I asked him, I heard you moved out. Is this true? Expecting to hear a yes, I was going to surprise you. Instead, I got, yes, I did. It's clear this isn't the relationship you wanted. So I decided to live my life. Normally, I would spaz the hell out. But something came over me and there was a sense of calmness. You know the feeling when you're getting a massage and you drift off to sleep because you are so calm? Well, that's how I felt. This obviously was a sign from God. I had asked for an answer and a sign, and I got one. I simply replied, okay, do what's best for you, and good luck. That night was the best night I have had in 5 years, and I was very thankful. All I could do is go to McDonald's and get a fresh fried 6-piece nuggets. Thank you for tuning in to part 2 of Just Living and Does God Hate Me? I hope you enjoyed this story and I hope you learned some things from it. And you learn some things from new things from me. If you have any comments or questions about anything that I said, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to this on. And don't forget to share. I'll talk to you guys next week. Toodles!